morning, everybody. As you're in tune to the Voice of the Valley, KROX in Crookston, Minnesota, on this Friday, May 19th. Happy Friday. Hope everybody's had a good week, and here we are, another weekend upon us. It is typically at this time for another edition of our Valley Talk program, but it doesn't look like at the moment we're going to be able to have our guest on today. A little bit of a miscommunication perhaps there on that, and although it looks like we're maybe getting a call here, maybe we get a call back, we can get him on the air, so we'll find out here in a second. And if that is the case, then we will get them on the line. Nope, doesn't look like it is. So, unfortunately, that is not the case. So, here's what we'll do. We'll wait a couple minutes here, see if we can get our guest for today on. If we do, we'll have a quick Valley Talk program. If not, we'll get the music going here in a little bit and work our way towards the top of the hour. Let's look at what the schedule will be for next week on our Valley Talk program for you. A lot of regulars. We'll have Kurt Elson from Polk County Veterans Affairs on Monday, and he's going to be talking about Memorial Day and just the different stuff going on with that. And then we'll have, of course, the school board and city council meetings on Monday night, which means we'll have Superintendent Dave Keene on. I'm not sure if he's going to be bringing the new superintendent by Randy Burquist or not. He had mentioned eventually that might be June until we get to talk to him, but we will have Dave Keene in here for that on Tuesday, and then, of course, City Administrator Corky Reynolds on Wednesday. So that's what next week kind of looks like as of right now. A couple days where we have open. I know we want to get the Crookston Fire Department on at some point as well. Talk about some burning restrictions, just different stuff like that this time of the year to keep in mind as we move towards the warmer months of the year. So that's kind of what we're looking at right now. The entire Valley Talk schedules can be found by going to our website, KROXAM.com, going to the Community tab and clicking on Valley Talk. So again, that's where you could find and access all of that information. So, yeah, there you go. That's a look at our Valley Talk programming for next week. For all the things related to that, our bulletin board, news, sports, weather-related announcements, you can go to our website, KROXAM.com, go to the Community tab, click on Valley Talk, and you can find all of that information there. You can click on news for the news, obviously, sports, and all of it's there at KROXAM.com. Still doesn't look like we have our guest yet for today, unfortunately, so thinking we're going to have to scrap that and just kind of move along here in the 10 o'clock hour, work our way towards the 11 o'clock hour. Coming up here at 10:55, we'll have the Minnesota News Network and the state news. We'll have the world and national news at the top of the hour, late morning sports and weather report after that, and then, of course, a couple phone calls to make. Don't forget, on Fridays coming up this afternoon, be listening between 1 and 2. We'll have a couple of show passes to give away to the Grand Theater with Friday afternoon trivia, so looking forward to that as we do each and every Friday as well. So all that and more will be coming up here on KROX. With that, let's get some music going here on this Friday. Here is Lone Star. Kick it off with Mr. Mom on this Friday morning here on KROX.
My job, came home mad, got a hug and a kiss, and that's too bad, she said. I can go to work until you find another job. I thought, I like the sound of that. Watch TV and take long naps. Go from a hard working dad to being Mr. Mom. Well, papers melt in a Maytag dryer. Six naps at nine. There's bubble gum in the baby's hair. Sweet potatoes in my lazy chair. Been crazy all day long, and it's only Monday, Mr. Mom. Football, soccer, and ballet. Squeezing scouts and PTA, and there's that shopping list she left that's 7 pages long. How much smoke can one stove make? The kids won't eat my charcoal cake. It's more than any man can take. Being Mr. Mom. Well, papers melt in a Maytag dryer. Crayons go up one drawer higher. Rewind Barney for the 16th time. Breakfast 6, naps at 9. There's bubble gum in the baby's hair. Sweet potatoes in my lazy chair. Been crazy all day long, and it's only Monday, Mr. Mom. Woo! 6, naps at 9, there's bubblegum in the baby's hair, sweet potatoes in my lazy chair, been crazy all day long.
That is Lone Star here on The Voice of the Valley, Kerouac and Crookston. We are going to have a quick Valley Talk program now as we have got hold of Matt Torgerson, the Crookston High School principal over there. He's going to step in for us here today and talk just briefly here about a couple things going on over there with the new kind of projects coming up at the high school, the transition with the middle school being put in, things like that. Matt, how are we doing?
I'm doing well. It's a Friday, and we've only got 8 days of school left. We're only 5 with our seniors and 8 with everybody else, so... We're winding up for the year.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Just quickly with that, since this is your first full year now, you're the principal this year, do you feel like it went by really quick, or was it kind of slow at times? I mean, now that you look back on it all, does it feel like the year went by quick?
Yeah, actually. I mean, there's always that middle of the winter, especially this winter, where it's like, oh, can we just have a day of sun, or oh, can we just have a normal day that's not 2 hours late, or anything like that. But now I'm trying to even think back what September and October were like, and I don't know if I can remember, or it seems like it was just yesterday, kind of a little bit of a whirlwind in that sense.
Yeah, no, I can imagine. So the reason why we were able to get you on here this morning is there was an informational meeting recently held. It has to do with just, again, more information out there to the parents regarding kind of the middle school over there and just what's going to be taking place here and when that transition's happening, what it's going to look like. Is it kind of the same as some of the information you've been passing along? Is there anything new to report? What was that meeting kind of like, I guess?
So still similar information. The big thing for parents to know, I know some of the big questions we've got is with these younger students in the building, what's that going to look like? And what we've been doing, we've been working very hard with our teachers, myself and other stakeholders in the district, of how do we create a system that will work where our high schoolers and our middle schoolers will actually have more separation. And I think we've got a very creative way of doing that. And so our high schoolers, they will have kind of one wing of the building, and our middle schoolers will be in the other wing. And all of the classrooms have complete separation between where the middle school side is. So it's not like there's a 12th grade class in the middle school wing or anything like that. Because that's currently why we are set up, that some of our 7th grade teachers are also our senior teachers. But we've created a lot more split in our staffing in that sense, as well as the physical space, with our media center getting renovated this summer to create some separation between the two sides. And so really there shouldn't be any 6, 7, 8 on the high school side, and there shouldn't be 9 through 12 on the middle school side of the academic wings. And then the other piece that we created to create that separation between the two is to give them different passing times and bell schedules. And so when the high schoolers are in class, it will be when the middle schoolers are passing in the halls, and vice versa. And so I know that's been a concern from certain community members and parents. And so we are doing a lot to create that true middle school feel, that it will feel separate from, the goal is to make it feel like two buildings within one building, where they won't even see each other that much. And so that's kind of the physical, that side of it. And the other things that are that we've been, our current 6, 7, 8 teachers are really the ones who are going to be our 6, 7, 8 teachers in the middle school. And I've been working with some of them to get some middle school appropriate planning. And I mean, you always have to have your math and your English, your science, your social, but then also getting them some exploratory classes, which we currently have been offering for our junior high, and we're just trying to do a better job at that so that they get to try a few things before they get into the high school and have to pick which electives they are. So we still have some opportunities for tech and agriculture and some phy ed and health, and just giving them a a glimpse into many things so that they kind of know what they like, what they don't like, and what opportunities they want to take when they get older.
Yeah, no, absolutely. That all sounds great. And again, a lot of really good information for anybody that maybe needs to get caught up. And if people have questions about that, I know you kind of had the presentation a while back that you've been giving, whether it was at the school board meeting. I think Dave actually gave it that night. And then, you know, you've had it at these other informational meetings. If people want to see just kind of what the layout is going to look like, can they contact the high school for that? Is there anywhere online they can access that? Where would they get that information?
Yeah, they can absolutely just give me a call or shoot me an email or give the high school a call, and we can share that with them. I think I have a copy of the most updated plans from the architecture. Otherwise, the district office would have that as well. And so you could reach out to Mr. Keene or here at the high school, and we'd be able to even sit down and talk through it. And actually, at our Monday meeting that we had where we invited parents in, I even walked some parents down the hall and kind of explained, well, this is where the new wall will be, and this is where the new classrooms will be too.
Mm-hmm.
And so if it's hard to do that in the middle of a school day, but if someone wants to try to meet with me before or after school time, I'm absolutely willing to kind of walk through the plan as well.
Is there a timeline as far as when it's going to take place over the course? Like, is there any demo work that needs to be done at the high school to get this done over the course of the summer? Will it be ready for the next school year? What does that look like?
We have been assured multiple times that it'll be done over the summer.
And good.
So they are starting the work here that basically that first week we don't have students, that June 5th date, and they will work as fast as they can to get it done. And the thing with the high school is that ours is not quite as big of a project. Ours is building some walls and doing some things like that. We don't have a lot of demo or a change in the structural side of the building. So I'm not too worried about the project getting done this summer. It'd be nice if they could get it done sooner rather than later, but I know that with projects, they always seem to run a little behind. But we've been assured multiple times that it'll be done and ready to go for our next school year.
Very good. I appreciate the time, Matt. We can let you get back to it. I know you're busy over there, so thanks for stepping in today. Hope you have a good rest of your day, and we'll be in touch soon, okay?
Thank you, Wyatt.
All right. That's Matt Torgerson, the Crookston High School principal, on this Valley Talk program on this Friday. It's 10:55. Now here's the Minnesota News Network and the state news.